Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Joe Schmidt on his candidacy for Kelowna City Council. Well, thanks for coming to talk to me today, Joe, and with the November election coming up, just want to be able to take a few minutes, sit down with you and get to know you as a candidate. So just start off by sharing with us just a little bit of your background.
Sure. Well, thanks so much for taking time to talk with me. I'm happy to share a little bit about my background and interests and experience and so forth. I am a resident of Kelowna, and our family moved to the Kelowna area back in 2008. So we're, I guess, relatively new to the area in a way, but it was attracted to the area just because of the nice community that it represents. It's close to Iowa City, kind of a nice-sized community with good schools and a safe community. My wife is originally from this area, so we were attracted to the area, relocated from Virginia, but I'm originally from the Midwest, so I kind of appreciate the Midwestern values that we have here in Iowa. We have two children. Both of them are currently attending Mid Prairie High School. So again, the high schools and the school district here was an attracting feature to the Kelowna area. So we have definitely found that Kelowna is a nice community. It's a nice community of neighbors and businesses and different organizations here. It's actually kind of a nice balance of the historical aspect as well as more of a progressive community, and you know, certainly has some great amenities here in Kelowna. I guess some additional background to share with you. I mean, I've served on the city council since 2013 in Kelowna. During that time, I've been involved in several different committees, different planning and work groups, currently on the Parks and Recreation Committee as well as the Streets Committee. And, you know, what I've certainly enjoyed in my time there, the opportunity to be involved in the community in this way. And I definitely think it gives you a better appreciation for what it takes to operate a city when you are involved in city council or some of these other organizations. So I definitely appreciated that. I know in Kelowna, we're fortunate to have a city council and a mayor who share my desire, I think, to help the community thrive. We've also got dedicated city manager and staff that really stay on top of things and keep our city running. So again, glad to be part of the community of Kelowna to be able to participate on the city council.
And why did you decide to run for re-election this year?
Yeah, I'm running again just to really continue building on the progress that we've achieved during my tenure. You know, during that time, we've brought on the new community center, which I think has been a great asset and is a great asset to the community. More recently, the subdivision that's coming up in the former Shiloh property, and excited to see that take shape and come to life. And I think there's just other growth and renewal opportunities around town that I'm excited to be part of. Over the next term, I think what I'd like to continue to work on, besides seeing some of the growth in the different subdivision areas, is just to work towards more recreational opportunities and also to explore how the city can get more involved or support different child care or food insecurity needs, things like that that are kind of popping up in our community. And then thirdly, I think just to focus more on maybe more cultural and diversity-related activity, seeing if we can bring different events or activities to Kelowna to highlight diversity and different cultural aspects of our community. And I just think overall it's great to be able to continue supporting the continued growth and progress. But at the same time, I want to maintain our safe, welcoming community feel that we have in Kelowna.
And is there anything you'd like to share with voters before Election Day?
Yeah, what I'd like to share with voters really is just encouraging individuals to get out and vote, whether it's for your city council or school board elections or obviously any of the other local or state or national elections, but really take an opportunity to exercise your civic duty. We all should be doing that if we are eligible to, and really to seek ways to get involved and get to know your neighbors. I think, you know, for me, it's been the city council, but also, there's opportunities to get involved on the school board or other boards around town. There's different committees and work groups, certainly volunteering opportunities. In Kelowna, we have great service groups with the Rotarians and the Optimists and the Business Chamber of Commerce. So use those opportunities to get involved with those different groups because it really is what helps make the community a stronger place and a better place. So really, that's what I would encourage my neighbors and fellow Kelowna residents to do, is just, again, to look for ways to get involved and to find ways to serve and support others, and just overall to be grateful for the great community and the place that we call home.
That's been today's J.J. Nickton Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Joe Schmidt talking about his candidacy for Kelowna City Council. If you'd like to hear other interviews with candidates for the upcoming November election, you can head on over to kciiradio.com, click on the podcast tab, and find In Touch with Southeast Iowa. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.